Hi guys, this is Taz, and welcome to Taz's Tech Talk. Today we're going to be discussing some of the recent events that happened at WWDC 2015, which stands for Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference 2015, obviously the year. My name is Taz, I'll be your host today, and always. I'm from the YouTube channel called Taz Plays. I do mainly tech and video games and stuff. Not the best channel, so I'm starting to slowly move away from YouTube and maybe on to podcasting here. But we're going to be talking about WWDC and some of the things that were announced, so let's just jump right into it. Now, I do want to say I'm doing this podcast for the second time. I recorded this once before, but I wasn't crazy about the quality of it and my chair. I was sitting in the chair next to me, if you can kind of hear this. It was squeaking and rocking whenever I moved. So, I thought it wasn't up to the quality that it could have been, so we're going to do this again here. And we're going to be talking about WWDC. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about iOS. We are going to be talking about Mac OS X. We're also going to be talking about Watch OS. And then after that, there is going to be one more thing. As Apple is notorious for saying, towards the end of the WWDC conference, they always have one more thing that they have to share. So we're going to be getting into all three of these things today. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about iOS 9. Now, iOS 9, I think, it was iOS's flagship, and it was amazing, if you ask me. Just in my opinion here, I thought it was great, because iOS 7 and iOS 8 weren't to Apple's highest standards. But iOS 9 really made up for that. I think, especially with the iPad and all that stuff, they did such a great job. So we're going to be talking about this and all the new apps and all the features that they added. So first of all, they added transit to maps. So if you open your Apple Maps thing, the app, you are able to see public transit, and it'll tell you where to catch a train, a subway, a bus, and where the stations are. And I think that's a cool idea. It's not going to be in every city, just larger cities like New York, LA, London, places where there are a lot of transit, because London has a lot of transit, so does New York, obviously, with taxis and subways and buses and stuff. So I think that was a good idea. I mean, Apple Maps, when it first was introduced in iOS 6, it was not good, okay? They forgot to add a river, and there's a big lake there or something that it is there, but it wasn't on the map, and people, like, drove into a lake. I don't know. Something crazy like that, and it always leads people to the wrong direction. But I think it's getting there. It's getting there. It's getting better. They're definitely improving this year with the public transit, at least in my opinion. So I think that was a really good idea on their part, just to really improve how the Apple Map system works. And they also added a new app called News. And that is when it kind of replaces the old Newsstand app, which I'm kind of glad that they replaced, because Newsstand really, I don't really know anybody. I know one person that uses it, and just, you can read magazines and stuff on there. But this news app, you can get all your magazines and just read them on your phone. And it looks really nice. And with the demo that we saw at WWDC, it really does look very, very nice. So I hope it is really nice. And I hope there aren't any ads on it, because ads always block out news and they just make it not worth it. So I really hope there's no ads or anything like that on the new news app. New news. And they also made some changes to the Notes app here. So if you open the Notes app, you can insert pictures, you can draw sketches, you can do all kinds of stuff. You can have, when you have a link to a website, it shows a little thumbnail preview of the website, and you can make checklists, and you can do all sorts of things. So it kind of makes it a lot more kind of worth it, I guess you could say. Because Notes on iOS, it used to be really good, and then they changed the look. Before, it looked like law paper, and it looked really nice. Now, it's kind of textured white stuff. And it doesn't look too much like a notepad. So, hopefully, this will kind of be the Notes app's kind of what they can do to make it better, if that makes sense. Because it's been suffering a little bit, and I think they can easily make it better. And I think this might be the update where they can make it better. As we can see, so that was the Notes app. And for iOS 9, they also made major changes to Spotlight Search. So now on iOS 8, if you just kind of swipe up, you get your little Spotlight Search, you can search for stuff, do whatever. But now they made it so you can swipe up, or like you could in iOS 6 and below, you can swipe to the left, and you get the Spotlight Search there, and it gives recommended contacts that you might want to call based on your contacts history, your recently used contacts. You can also recommend restaurants and stuff like that, kind of like an open table sort of thing. And it just recommends a bunch of really good apps here. And it just recommends stuff, and it tells you, it gives you a bunch of information, news information. And it's a lot more useful than having to, I mean, what Spotlight does now is pretty much nothing. So I'm glad that they're kind of changing this around a little bit here. And that's kind of it for iOS 9, really. They added a bunch of new, or I say a bunch, one new wallpaper, which looks really nice in my opinion. Say it's a big wave kind of crashing in on itself. Kind of like the OS X Mavericks background that we saw back then a few years ago, which I really liked, by the way. So I think that's going to be just a nice background. Right now on my phone, I'm running iOS 8, and I have a background, and it's actually a shot of the Mac Pro before it turned black, like the big silver thing with all the little holes, and it's a zoomed in shot of the Apple logo on there with a gray background. Looks pretty cool. I imagine you don't really know what I'm talking about, but hopefully you can get a little bit of a sense of what that might look like. So it's kind of iOS 9, and it's the way it works. I didn't say anything about this, but I hope they might add some new moving backgrounds, because they haven't really done that since iOS 7 when they were introduced. They just have those little bubbles that really slowly move around. But I hope they add some more dynamic backgrounds, they're called. I really hope that they add some more of those. They talked about at WWDC, they were talking about the new engines for running games on the Mac. And I can't remember, what is the engine called? This is driving me crazy. I should know this. But they had this kind of, he was kind of a little bit of a geeky kind of personality guy. And he went up on stage and he was demoing this game and showing that, hey, gaming on the back, it's like, you can do it now and it's not bad. So that's kind of what he was trying to say to people. And I think, honestly, he was trying a little too hard to get the audience's attention for him. So he was a little over the top. And I thought, he was kind of funny. But I am glad that gaming on the Mac is a really big new thing that they're doing, because I'll probably do more of that now that they have a new engine or whatever. But yeah, I like gaming, I like tech, so that kind of combines them together, you know. And I actually really like, this is kind of off topic from iOS 9, but we're kind of done with iOS 9 for now. I really like in the beginning of the, before the WWDC, they had this little scene, and it was really funny. I'll describe it to you the best I can, but you can just go to Apple's YouTube page, just search Apple and YouTube, and you can find their video about this. It was kind of a little skit just before the WWDC, and it's just called Apple-Backstage on their YouTube page. The first video that you'll see right there. So yeah, go check that out. But it was really funny. So there's this guy who's kind of walking around, and there are a bunch of people dressed up as apps. So there's a guy with a big pink mustache, like Lyft. And there's a goat simulator person and an Angry Birds person. And Apple, they did this a lot more in the past, but they always made fun of themselves for removing apps from the App Store and stuff when they probably shouldn't have been removed. So they kind of said, oh, I don't like, and they kind of made fun of this again in the backstage thing. And they went up to Apple and said, I don't like it, kill it. All right, you can keep that one. You got by this time. And they kind of pointed at a bunch of apps and saying what they thought about those. And then they're trying to make WWDC a big thing. And they went out on stage and they're kind of directing everybody. And this big guy on this trapeze, he went bang right into the screen. And sparks where the speakers fell down. People broke their legs. And they're like, oh no. And then the janitor kind of rolled in this little cart, which had, it was like the only thing that was kind of still standing in all the rubble. And it just had a little laptop and a bottle of water, which is what they always have on stage during WWDC. And it said, we can make this work. And that was kind of the end of it. But yeah, go check that out. It's just on Apple's YouTube page. So yeah, go check that out. It was really funny, actually. So I definitely, definitely recommend checking that out. Now we're going to move on to our next topic, which is OS X, the newest version of OS X, which, before I say the name, last year at WWDC, Apple said, if you remember last year, which was 2 years ago now, we named our latest operating system Mavericks. We're starting to move away from Big Cats into places in California. And they were joking that they were going to call, we were going to call it OS X Weed and stuff like that. So I was like, and then they joked about the name like 3 times last year. And then I saw a thing and they were like, OS X El Capitan. I was like, oh, they're joking, they're joking. And then they go, let's see the demo. It's like, they're not joking. Why would you name, that's just a mouthful. If you, the big cats were easy to say. Leopard, panther, jaguar, snow leopard, lion, mountain lion, all that stuff. It was so much easier to say than El Capitan. That's just a mouthful to say. If I'm, so hey, what's your computer? Hey, if I'm telling my computer specifically, it's got 8 gigabytes of RAM, it's got an NVIDIA graphics card, and it's got an Intel Core i5, and it's running OS X El Capitan. They're like, what? I mean, that is just, no. Mavericks was okay. Yosemite was okay. I did kind of like the fact that El Capitan is in Yosemite, which is kind of cool. And I don't mean the opera system. I mean the actual place, Yosemite. El Capitan is like a little place, a little park inside of the bigger park of Yosemite, which I thought was kind of interesting. But honestly, OS X is the world's most advanced operating system. That's what Apple says. And honestly, that's what I believe, too. It's so much easier to use than Windows. You don't have to worry about all these viruses and spyware and malware and all that stuff and your computer crashing all the time. You don't have to worry about any of that. It is definitely the world's most advanced operating system. I mean, a lot of people disagree with that. They're like, Windows 8 is better. I like Windows. Wah. I mean, I'm not saying Windows 8 is bad. I have a gaming PC with 8 gigabytes of RAM, Intel Core i5. It's running Windows 8, and I love Windows 8. It's really easy, but, I mean, it just has, it's a lot worse to maintain and take care of the Mac OS X. Mac OS X just goes, hey, we need an update just to solve some of these issues. You're just like, okay, and then Windows 8, you just start up your computer one morning, and then it's just broken. That's what happened to me, so I have to replace the hard drive, and do all kinds of stuff with this. The Mac, you don't have to worry about that stuff. I mean, I've had my game PC for like 2 months now. Less. Like 2 months maybe. And I've had this Mac Mini for 2 years, or a year now. So I haven't had to worry about anything now. So I think Mac OS X is definitely the world's most advanced operating system. Apple is certainly not wrong at all in that aspect. And I think that Mac is just, that's what I mean, I might be a little bit biased because that's what I grew up on, too. I mean, I remember long time ago, like when OS X first came out. It came out in 2001, maybe, I think. I can't really remember, but I definitely thought that it was great from the very beginning when they didn't have Spotlight and they didn't have any of the features we have today. It was still awesome, and then now we look and we see all kinds of stuff that's better. And it's still the world's most advanced operating system. But I feel like the updates were so big before. And this time in El Capitan, they only added like 2 features. And in Yosemite, they changed the whole system look for no reason. Why did you do that? If Steve Jobs saw this, like, he'd be turning in his grave right now if somebody showed him this. I mean, if you just look at any version of Mac OS X, like, System 9 and stuff, that's different because they didn't have all the graphical, like, it was incapable of displaying really good graphics. Everything was really pixelated and stuff. But all of OS X, the Finder was just a big happy face. The contacts book looked like a book. The GarageBand icon looked like a guitar. The Safari icon looked like a compass. And the notepad looked like a notepad. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Now, I mean, the trash can looked like a trash can. Now I'm looking at my Yosemite computer right here. The trash can looks like a white ice cube. And the Finder, I don't know what the Finder's problem is over there. And they changed the font to Helvetica New instead of just Helvetica, so it's a little bit thinner. And they did that for no reason. They thought it was looking outdated, but I think it would have been looking outdated if they kept the dock looking square. But then in like Mountain Lion or something, or Lion, they made the dock look kind of 3D. And now they made it look 2D again. Once they made it look 3D, then it looked more modern. But now they just, like, I think it was fine. And Mavericks was the best computer operating system I've ever used. I mean, Windows 8's great, but Mavericks is better. That's the other problem with Windows, is Windows doesn't have a yearly update like Mac OS X does. So, that's kind of the thing for me. And plus, I mean, Mac OS X is just easier to use. I mean, you can you can hand a little kid an iPhone, and they can do all kinds of stuff. If you hand a little kid, like, even just an Android phone or anything, they'll probably be confused. But iPhone is just so easy to use, and so is Mac. Apple is just simplicity at its finest right here. That's what I would say. And that's what it should be, too. But I'm kind of going off topic. Let's talk about the new features that they added in OS X. El Capitan. The first thing they added was the mouse wiggle enlargement. Wiggle enlargement. Anyway, so the mouse wiggle enlargement system, MWES, MWES, that's not the actual name, that's what I'm calling it. The mouse wiggle enlargement system is when, you know, whenever you like open your laptop and you don't know where the cursor is, so you kind of do that little wiggle with the trackpad to see where the mouse is. Now whenever you do that, the mouse grows really big, like the size of the screen, and then shrinks back down to where it was. So I think that's just really weird. I mean, it makes sense, but I mean, what if you are using your computer, and then when you just, like, you move your mouse so quickly that just, your mouse gets big? I don't know. And that doesn't seem like a noteworthy feature. And the other feature they added was Safari pins. And they added a few new buttons on mail, and Notes is better. Notes is just like it is on iOS now. And you can draw sketches, which looks really cool. You can get the rulers and the pens and the pencils. So that looks pretty cool. It's like Microsoft Paint, kind of. But, I mean, they did nothing in this new update. They really did nothing in Yosemite, either. Mavericks just added a few new things. Mountain Lion added the most things I think I've seen. They added mission, or Launchpad. They added texting, they added notes, they added maps, they added all kinds of stuff. So, I think that they're starting to suffer a little bit here, but that's just my opinion. Hopefully, OS 10.12, which will come out next year, will be a little bit better than this El Capitan business. And who knows, they might add, it's just in beta right now, it comes out in the fall, so they could add tons more features by then. But until then, I don't really know. I think they're just, I don't know. Just, yeah. Oh, well. But now we're going to move on to Watch OS 2.0, which is a big update for the Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch. I have the 38mm green sports band. And I like it. Rob Wash is really cool. And this update is probably going to make it even better. They're adding native apps, finally. So Shazam doesn't have to run off your phone and use your phone's microphone. It can run off your watch and use your watch's microphone, which is amazing. So I'm definitely really happy with that. And they added a few new watch faces. They added one that's the time-lapse or whatever. So it's got, what is it, 5 different cities. And the different cities, I think it's Beijing, New York, London, I don't really know the rest. But it's just kind of a time-lapse taken at whatever time it is that day. And it's just of like people walking and cars going and clouds moving and the sun going up and down. So it's just a really cool time-lapse. And there's a photo one and there's a photo album one, which is pretty cool if you ask me. So I think they did a good job adding that. They need to add support for third-party watch faces. Just like they just add support for third-party keyboards on the Mac or on the iPhone. They could so do the same thing for watch, but you download them from the App Store on your phone, and then you just like allow full access or whatever, and then just put it on your watch. It sounds so easy. They did that with keyboards. I really don't know why they can't do that with watch faces. I bet it's coming in the next update. I bet. I mean, after 2.0. But, yeah. Anyway. So they're adding that. And they're adding a thing called, I think it's called alarm mode. And when you're charging your watch and you put it on its side, it'll just display the time. And you can have the digital crown on the friends button as the snooze button and the off button for your alarm whenever it goes off in the morning. And I think it's pretty cool. I think that's a really good idea. And watchOS 2, I think, is going to kind of make the app watch a more pleasant experience. Whenever you want to load an app, it won't take 10 minutes. It'll take, like, 2 seconds, which is a good thing. Same with iOS. They added a bunch of stability things here. They said it's going to take, like, 4 times faster to open an app or that kind of thing. And if you think about it, like, here, let's just close. I have my phone. I'm going to close out Notes. Yeah, open Notes. That was so easy to open. I mean, I don't know how they can make that any faster, but I guess they can, which I don't really have a problem with that, but I guess they can, so that's cool. And, boy, what else? There is one more thing. One more thing is kind of an important thing, too. We're going to be talking about... Wait for it. Drum roll. Apple Music. Yep, that's right, people. Apple Music is coming out, and it's so awesome. I think this is going to wipe Spotify completely out of the water. And this looks so amazing. And I have Spotify, and I love it, and this looks better. So basically, the way it works is when you start it up, you have a little menu, and it says, what genres do you like? And you tap the ones you like, and you double tap the ones that you love. And then it says, artists, you do the same thing for artists. And then it gives you recommendations for things that you can listen to based on what your preferences and what you like and what you love and all that stuff. And then you can make your own playlist. You can just search for the songs and add them to your playlist. And the songs are free. It's just a subscription, so you don't have to pay for each song. It's just a subscription. So now iTunes is still going to be there, so all the music you bought on iTunes, that's still going to be here, and you can still buy music off of iTunes, and this is just optional. Like, you don't have to get this in order to listen to music or anything. You can still use iTunes, but it's probably better, and it's, the first 3 months are free. It comes out on June 30th, by the way, along with iOS 8.4, which is going to fix the effective power bug, and effective power, I don't know, I'll talk about that in a little bit, too. It's going to fix that. I'm just going to make... 8.3 has a lot of issues, and it's just going to fix all of those. So, I'm happy about that. That was my cat, by the way. He's, like, shaking things. So, I definitely think 8.4, since they're adding Apple Music, is going to be good. But then, you can... The first 3 months are free. And then, from there, it's $9.99 a month. So, $9.99 a month. Same as Spotify. And then you can also get a family package for $14.99 a month. So in case you want to do that, I think you can have up to 6 lines, or up to 6 kind of people on there. So you say, it's like, who is listening? And then you press the thing. And it's like, okay, and you know, that's the thing there. So I think that's pretty cool. And Apple Music just looks really good. And there's kind of a social media that goes along with it, too. So you can follow your favorite artists, and they can post videos touring their studio, giving you a sneak peek of music that hasn't come out yet. You can like comment and like and do all kinds of stuff like that. So I think Apple Music is going to be great. Let's say coming out June 30th, I'm definitely going to get it. I think this, I have Spotify, like I said, love it. And this might even be better than Spotify. I don't know. I think it looks better, though. And now we're just going to kind of end, I want to say kind of about WWDC. I thought the show was really good. Like I said, the guy who was showing off the games, he was a little bit over the top. Tim Cook was Tim Cook again, as usual. I don't know why that sounds so surprising, but Tim Cook was kind of himself. Everybody was, you know, themselves. They had the concert at the end. They had Drake come on with that cool Apple jacket, vintage. I looked them up on eBay. They range anywhere from $50 to $500, so you can go get one on eBay if you want. They got a little, they were made for Apple employees in the 90s and 80s. Or no, just the 90s, actually. So they have the little rainbow Apple logo. And then on some of them on the back, it says Think Different and stuff. You can probably even make your own. You can get, like, iron-on patches and iron them on, like, a varsity jacket or something. And then you can just, like, sew on the back, Think Different. So you can even just make your own if you don't want to spend all that money, which is, might just be what I do. Because it looks the same, no one will know. But, I mean, I just want to wear it just because it looks cool and comfortable. And you can just show people. All right. So, that kind of concludes this. Like I said, we're going to talk about the effective power bug. This effective power bug, the way it works is it's got too many characters for Apple to, for the iOS to process. So, I have a group text where I got sent effective power 1, 2, 3, 4 times in a day. And that was not fun. And it actually works on the watch, too. I got effective power on my watch restarted, I got on my iPad restarted, I got on my phone restarted, my iPod restarted. I mean, come on, really? Really? I don't know, but I got sent it, yeah, 4 times. Everybody's getting fed up with it, but actually, I think I'm immune to it now. It's not working for me anymore. It's kind of weird. Even though they haven't done the bug fix yet, it's not working. But I know some people that can't get into their messages app and their phone just stop working. So they have to, whenever they want to text somebody, they have to tell Siri to do it or else it doesn't work. Ooh, that's not good. So iOS 8.4 is going to fix that. And the effective power, it was kind of fun at first, but now it's getting kind of annoying. But yeah, this is kind of the end of this podcast. I think they're usually going to range from 30 minutes to an hour. This has just been the first episode, so it's been a little bit shorter, but I hope you guys have enjoyed, and I'll see you guys, or I'll talk to you in the next podcast, where we will be talking about the, we have some nice topics next time. We're talking about Windows 10, the HoloLens, we're going to be taking some Apple trivia, and I'll be telling you some fun facts about Apple that you may not know, and we're also going to be talking about my tech collection. What kind of tech do I have lying around my office? So thanks for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. I sound very relaxed now, and I'm going to sign off saying goodbye.